You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our...
Darkness and light are in perfect balance this cloudy first day of winter here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse kitchen doing homework.
Miss Honey Pepper gave me this magnet.
I wonder what it's for.
Well, that's what we're supposed to find out.
Well, she said that it'll attract things.
Well, like pizza?
Maybe. It's supposed to pull things closer to it.
Well, let's find out what things.
Cookies?
Good idea, Jack. We'll make a list of what things the magnet attracts.
Okay, I've got a pen to take notes.
Okay. I've got some paper.
And I've got the magnet.
Like a magnet, you're like a piece of wood, can't get together, don't make me feel so good. I'm like a convict, you're like the FBI, I ask for breakfast.
See you smiling like that makes me
song from NRBQ.
Hmm. And this magnet does not attract pizza. Oh, well.
Hey, Steve, you think the magnet might attract those old coins Uncle Gordon gave us?
Well, let's find out. I'll go get them.
Hey, Sam, you know, if this magnet attracts coins, we could get rich.
Ooh, yeah. I'm curious to see what happens.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
curious.
Spelling, please.
C-U-R-I-O-U-S.
Definition, please.
Adjective. Eager to learn. Inquisitive. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are interested.
Ooh, that's
inquiring.
Does it do this?
Prying. Investigative.
I think you do.
Nosy. Or snoopy. Sentence, please.
Mrs. Untermeyer here, and I'm curious as to what will happen if I speak to my dog in French. Let's see. Ruffles, voulez-vous parler quand Monsieur est en football? Very interesting. Now, I'd pay a lot of money just to find out what Ruffles just bought.
Yeehaw! Well, just the other day, my teacher said to me, make sure you learn your spelling words, or four times each you'll see. So I wrote down this here story, yes, I made it up at will. Well, it has to do with what I'd buy with a $100 bill.
What do you think he'd buy?
Well, since I was born in the north, I'd buy a silver fork and eat my corn in a thunderstorm and a brand new pair of shorts. Well, I'd also buy a harbor, buy a river where I could fish, and a can of worms and some acorn stew. I wish, I wish, I wish. If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why. If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. Well, I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why.
Now, what else would you buy?
Well, what else in this world could I buy? I don't rightly know. Well, one thing I know I wouldn't order is a tornado. Well, I'd like to buy a record store and get all my tapes for free. Or maybe buy a football team. Yeah, that's a sport for me. If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stayed wild.
Elvis.
If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. Well, I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
yeah.
The king.
We just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
And it looks like we're not going to get rich with this magnet.
No. Yeah, it doesn't seem to attract these coins, does it?
Or anything else we've tried so far.
Hey, let's make a list of things it doesn't attract.
Oh. Okay, I'll do that.
Hey, I wonder if Dad has anything in his workshop that magnets attract.
Come on, let's go take a look.
I'll stay here, guys, and I'll see what other things around the kitchen this magnet might attract. How about this cassette tape? Let's see if it's attracted to the magnet.
Within the sound. Silent.
Ever wonder why a magnet can erase an audio tape? The answer can be found in everyday science. Let's start by rewinding to the last time you recorded something on the average analog audio cassette. Now, to understand why a magnet has the power to erase those sounds, let's actually go inside a tape recorder, into the cassette itself. Notice that the tape in here is basically a flat ribbon made of mylar. And look, it's coated with metallic particles called ferric oxide, which, because they contain iron, can be affected by a magnet. In fact, a magnet is how the sound got onto this tape in the first place. You see, when this tape was recorded, a magnet inside this tape recorder turned each ferric oxide particle into its own tiny individual magnet. The magnetic strength of each particle and the direction they faced created this pattern that corresponds precisely with the sound that came through the microphone. And when the tape recorder reads this unique arrangement of ferric oxide particles, we have a recording. But if our tape is once again exposed to a magnet, like when it's time to erase it, hear what happens? These perfectly aligned particles are scrambled, and the recorded sound is history. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, making science make sense.
Hey, this magnet attracts nails and screws. Finally, something for our list.
Okay, I'll write that down. Hey, let's celebrate with some music.
Yeah, let's put a cassette in the tape player.
Okay.
Oh, I think the magnet attracted the music right off this cassette.
Oh no.
Early this morning, put on my clothes. I brushed my teeth and wiped my nose. But the trouble really started down at my feet, 'cause I slipped my shoes on nice and neat. I pulled on my laces like I always do, but the darn things broke right in two. You know the laces broke, now I'm in a jam, 'cause I got to go. And here I am, I said, oh no.
Oh no.
Not again.
Not again.
Seems this day.
It seems this day.
Will never end. Go to the store and buy me a shoelace, 'cause I need one more. She said, I'll go, now I won't squawk, but first you have to sweep my walk. So I went to sweep her walk with a bing, bang, boom, but I couldn't do it, 'cause I didn't have a broom. I said, oh no.
Oh no.
Not again.
Not again.
It seems this day.
It seems this day.
Will never end.
Will never end.
Oh mommy, mommy, what can I do? For a broom to borrow, I said, I need it today, Joe, not tomorrow. He said, fine, said, that's okay, but first please take my trash away. Well, I went to take the trash, I was ready to start, but I couldn't do it, 'cause I didn't have a cart. I said, oh no.
Oh no.
Not again.
Not again.
It seems this day.
It seems this day.
Will never end.
Will never end.
Oh my. A cart to lend, so all my troubles would finally end. She said, sure, said, that's just fine, but first please fix this roof of mine. I went to fix a roof, but what was the matter? Well, I couldn't do it, 'cause I didn't have a ladder. Said, oh no.
Oh no.
Not again.
Not again.
It seems this day.
It seems this day.
Will never end. To climb to fix some roof that wasn't mine. Sam said, sure, said, that's not hard, but first you got to rake my yard. I said, all right, man, that's a piece of cake, but I couldn't do it, 'cause I didn't have a rake. I asked Debbie, said, Debbie, please, please give me a rake. I'm on my knees. She said she would. She said, that's that, but first you got to feed my cat. I said, all right. So I fed her cat. You know I fed her cat. That was that. I got a rake. It was a piece of cake. And I raked Sam's yard. That wasn't hard. So I got a ladder. I saw what was the matter. The roof wasn't mine, but I fixed it fine. And he gave me a cart so I could start. Took the trash away. Joe said, okay. And I got a broom with a bing, bang, boom. I swept Daisy's walk and she didn't squawk. She went to the store for one lace more. I tied my shoe and I was through. But I looked at the clock and scratched my head. Was it? It was time to go to bed.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Bill Harley. At the top of the news today, there's a man who's turning blue, and he doesn't know what to do. That's right, folks, and the blue man is causing quite a stir here in downtown Zucchini Land. Seems he's knocking on everyone's door, looking for the answer to a most colorful question. Why blue? Coward Hossell is live on location with the story. Coward?
Coward Hossell here, live downtown Zucchini Land, and we are following the blue man. Excuse me, blue man, Mr. Blue.
Why blue? I gotta find out.
Let's try and catch up to the man. Mr. Oh.
Hello, Hey, excuse me. Why am I blue? And well, I don't know. Oh.
He's going to the next house, folks. Let's go after him.
Yes?
Did you know I'm turning blue?
Oh, yes, I can see that. What?
Well, a most perplexing question, folks. Why is this man blue? Back to you, Bob.
Yes, why blue? Maybe too many blueberries. Who knows? Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Thanks, Bob. The first day of winter here in Zucchini Land has turned out to be overcast. Tomorrow could be a messy one for Zucchini Land. Rain, snow, or maybe even sleet. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
What would you do if your hair turned blue? Would you cry and kick your feet against the ground? Or would you put it in a braid and sell some lemonade to people while parading it around? Would you love it? Would you hate it? Would you have to celebrate it? Oh, what would you do if your hair turned blue? What would you do if your nose turned blue? Would you hide and not let anyone look at you? Or would you blow it quite a lot just to see whether the snot was coming out kind of blue too? Would you love it? Would you hate it? Would you have to celebrate it? Oh, what would you do if your nose turned blue? What would you do if your toes turned blue? Would you disappear, pretend that you had died? Or would you take it as good news and buy some big blue shoes and move to France and bake banana pies? Would you love it? Would you hate it? Would you have to celebrate it? Oh, what would you do if your toes turned blue? What would you do if your ears turned blue? Would we see you turning cartwheels on TV? Or would you think it's kind of weird and get a little scared and think, why'd this have to happen to me? Would you love it? Would you hate it? Would you have to celebrate it? Oh, what would you do?
What would you do
if your ears turned blue? What would you do if your whole body turned blue? Would you wonder just how much a kid can take?
Sam Zucchini here, and we just heard a song from Dana Banana.
Forget about blue. What are you going to do about Mom's cassette tape?
Yeah, Sam, looks like you erased it with that magnet.
Yeah, and I was just trying to do my homework.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Hey, Steve, it's Susan.
Oh, hi. Sam just erased our mom's cassette tape.
Uh-oh. How'd he do that?
Well, remember the magnet Miss Honey Pepper gave him for a take-home project?
Yep.
Well, he tried it out on the cassette tape.
But Miss Honey Pepper said to never put a magnet near a cassette.
I think he missed that part.
Oh, well. I think there's a saying about situations like this.
The quote of the day is...
Knowledge becomes wisdom only after it has been put to practical use.
The Great Minds.
Welcome to The Great Minds, gentlemen. Who has insight on this quote?
If I may?
Quinston, please.
Practically speaking, I thought it was wisdom that became knowledge.
Well, it is sometimes, but anyway.
I have a practical example.
Yes, Brooks, please.
Well, you know Herbert, my chauffeur.
Yes, of course.
He's been bugging me to put a spare onto the car to get a spare tire.
Yes.
And we had a flat the other day, and
of course you did.
That's when it became practical, because we couldn't go anywhere until I had the spare.
So he told you this before.
And I hadn't done it.
You knew it in a sense, but it really didn't sink in until a problem occurred.
That's right.
As a result of not really taking the knowledge to heart.
Exactly.
So you can be told something 1,000 times, but it sometimes doesn't mean much until you use that knowledge or make a mistake by not using that knowledge.
Correct. You know where we were going on that road trip?
Oh.
We were going to the cheese store to get some cheese.
Excellent.
Finally made it. Let's have some cheddar.
Yes.
Camembert.
I wonder if cheese builds wisdom.
I bet it does.
Hey, Steve.
I solved Sam's cassette problem.
How'd you do that?
Well, the cassette he erased was Mom's copy of Morty Pepweiler's Greatest Hits, and I found a new one at the music store. Ta-da!
Wow, Sam's gonna be relieved.
Yeah, let's tell him the good news.
Hey, Sam.
Good news! I bought Mom another copy of Morty Pepweiler's Greatest Hits.
He's not listening to us.
He's asleep.
Alrighty, you know what we have to do. On the count of three.
One, two, three. Wake up, Sam!
Come on, Sammy, wake up.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Come on there, Sam.
Wake up, Sam. Wake up, Sam.
Waking up's hard to do.
Wake up, Sam. Wake up, Sam.
I'd rather sleep till two. I gotta get up, wash, and blow my nose. And then I gotta put on some clothes. The whole day's full of dread. I don't wanna get out of bed.
Why not, Sam?
I got a lot of things to do. I gotta wash the dog, rake the yard, do my homework, the dishes, hide into
Sam?
Those. I wanna stay asleep.
Listen, Sam, you know what our dad says about these things.
What?
That's life, baby. Come on, Sam, stay awake.
Wake up, Sam, wake up, Sam.
No, it's not that bad.
Wake up, Sam. Wake up, Sam.
I gotta listen to Mom and Dad. But sometimes I just get lazy.
Yes.
Twiddling my thumbs, but I can show you what I got. I'm gonna play it on the drum.
All right.
Wake up, Sam. Better get up. Why can't
Sam? It's not that tough.
All right, then I'll get up.
Wake up, Sammy!
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
I'm awake.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Sam speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Sam Zucchini, are you a fan of baseball?
Oh, absolutely.
How would you like a free chance to win your very own season tickets to the Zucchini Land Zebras baseball team?
Wow, that's my favorite team.
Agree with the customer.
Yes, sir, of course it is. And for just $19.95, you get a free chance to win these out-of-sight season tickets.
Did you say a free chance for just $19.95?
Make a guarantee.
And you are guaranteed not to see a thing.
Because they're out of sight?
Now you're catching on.
You're right, I think I am. Is this Amy the telemarketer?
What gave it away?
Like you said, I just kind of caught on.
I guess it's not really much of a deal, is it?
Well, let's just say I'm glad it's only offered once in a lifetime.
Good point.
Amy, do you like trees?
How much will they cost me?
No, I've got a tree song from John Gorka that won't cost you anything.
Wanna make my home with the birds and the bees and the squirrels. They can count on me when I grow up to be a tree. All of my joints get stiff, put my feet in the ground, take the winters off, settle down, keep my clothes till they turn brown. When I grow up, I'm gonna settle down. Windy days, I'll bend and lean. When I grow up, I'm
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
KRFY in Sandpoint, Idaho.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,306. And click on the fun stuff icon for an interesting science project. Slime.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
The zebras, I want those tickets. Oh, they don't sound like they're good tickets, though. An obstructed view, that's what I think. I don't know. Just don't fall asleep.
Oh, boy.
Not at that game.
Bird Note. There used to be a saying about somebody who doesn't eat much. She eats like a bird, just a little of this and a smidgen of that. But how much does a bird typically eat? And how much would you have to eat to match it? Well, depends on the bird. As a rule of thumb, the smaller the bird, the more food it needs relative to its weight. A Cooper's hawk, a medium-sized bird that hunts other birds, eats around 12% of its weight per day. For you, if you weigh, say, 150 pounds, that's 8